Tomorrow marks the birthday of Doris Haddock, better known by the name Granny D. She made national headlines in the late 1990s for walking across the United States, 3,200 miles in all, to highlight the issue of campaign finance reform just ahead of her 90th birthday. Granny D died in 2010 at age 100, but you might still be able to hear her voice at a birthday party in her honor tomorrow in Keene. Actress Barbara Bates Smith will perform as Granny D at that event, and she joins me now by phone with a preview. Barbara, welcome.
Well, I'm so thrilled to have this opportunity because I'm excited about being in New Hampshire, as I'm trying to say.
We should say you live in North Carolina. How did you first hear about Granny D?
Well, I'm trying to remember that myself. This book, her memoir of the walk, just came into my hands. And I loved the title and the way she looked on the cover. The subtitle is sort of, "You're never too old to raise a little hell." And I think they thought that would appeal to me. I just immediately wanted to, as I say, do something with it.
You've said that you are partial to portraying feisty women. And
right.
Certainly an example of that. But why do you think that is? What draws you to feisty women?
Well, partly identify with and then like to be further inspired by. I'm a little feisty, I think. I'm inspired by these women. They're the ones that I want to keep in my head and heart. That started with Lee Smith, who's a North Carolina writer, and she had written a book, this is over 20 years ago, Fair and Tender Ladies. That's sort of a misnomer title because it's about one crusty, feisty mountain woman named Ivy Rowe. So it, in one sense, grounds me because, and so does Granny D and her spirit grounds me, and it also lifts me up. It inspires.
Let's hear a little bit from the show. This is, I believe this is a piece from, you said, her 90th birthday?
That's right. This is on her walk when she's getting pretty close to Washington, and she stops in Cumberland, Maryland. And here it goes. "What a treat to be here in historic Cumberland, a place even older than I. This is the real America. But I am headed to another America down the hill, where a flood of special interest money has carried away our representatives, leaving only their cardboard cutouts. And if you doubt this, you write them a letter. See what rubber stamp drivel you get back. For all we know, they might have died 10 years ago and the same letter is going out. But standing here now in the back of this charming red caboose, I say to you all, damn it, don't give up the ship. Oh, I know I am mixing my metaphors of ships and trains. But I have walked over 3,000 miles, and this is my 90th birthday. And I will mix metaphors all day long if I please. Thank you."
Barbara Bates Smith speaking in the voice of Doris Granny D. Haddock, a very distinctive voice. As you prepared and watched video of Granny D. speaking, how did you sort of crack the voice so that you could portray it?
I just found myself doing it. When I heard the documentary, I just, every now and then she'd say, "Are you registered to vote?" You know, and I just used that phrase over and over in my head. "Are you registered to vote?" And I just hoped that would carry over.
Now,
and
as someone who has studied Granny D, her mannerisms, but also her life and her positions, and now you portray her, what do you think drove her? What was really at her core?
That's hard to say. A very strong heart would be the words that come out first. I don't know where people get that kind of gumption from. I think that's just sort of in you, and if you get a chance to express it, it sort of stays.
Well, Barbara, thanks so much for talking with me, and enjoy your time in New Hampshire.
Well, thank you. I look forward to it.
Barbara Bates Smith will perform her two-act play Go, Granny, Go at a birthday event in honor of Doris Granny D. Haddock, who would have turned 103 this week.